Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here, as I broadcast on my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as the Caribbean. And let's not forget around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and everybody that's out there, the roughnecks working the oil rigs around the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can click on the like button, and after you do that, make sure you jump into the chat room too, because you can carry on a conversation with the folks that are over there right now. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of wrong one. Okay, let's get you on the right one. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I pushed the button above you instead of the one where you were.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, you are here. And let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I just got a message here just not 10 seconds ago from one of our good friends in the Tea Party Patriots organization who happens to be listening to us right now. It says, Captain, we are alive and well, marching up and down the halls of Congress, as well as every state capital in the country, and a few county seats, too. And it's from my friend Jenny at the Tea Party Patriots online right now. And that's what they're doing. People don't see them on the street and figure, oh, I don't like, or whatever. No, they've gone to knocking on doors and going to offices. That's what they're doing.
Well, they have evolved as the times are demanding, and they're being able to be very effective in what they're doing right now. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and Richard and Marine was appreciating that I got up on my soapbox.
Yeah, I like the soapbox. That was
Well, when I do, I do. And when I do, I get up there and I double dare you. I double dog dare you because I'm going to bury you. I'm still going to bury you. Now, let's talk about something here when it comes to the shootings that are going on in this country. And here's why. Over the weekend, you had a situation in California where you had a Walmart distribution center that two people were killed and some people wounded. That was number one. That doesn't happen at a Walmart distribution center hardly ever. And then we had one person in Louisville that was caught on a video phone. Somebody took a picture of this guy that was told to leave the park a couple times. He was a troublemaker, antagonizing violence or promoting violence and all that. And they told him to leave. And he went back up there, pulled a gun out of his back. Backpack started shooting, and one was killed. He wounded another one, and he shot like 12 shots, and he missed everybody else. Terrible shot, obviously.
Yes, very, very much so. You know, and again, these are very alarming things, obviously, that are going on. And you're right. Over in here in California, you had two people dead, and four people were listed in fair condition. This was in the, as you talked about, the Walmart distribution center, I believe, in Red Bluff, California.
Then you had Chicago. Never ends.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend. quite a while. For a while, they averaged one shooting per hour.
I know. It is absolutely, well, number one, it's heartbreaking. And number two, you know, Captain, the American people would be fully behind wanting to do whatever it takes in order to,
well,
to make that stop.
Did you hear what the Fraternal Order of Police president in Chicago had to say?
What was that?
They would welcome having more DEA, more ATF, more FBI people coming in there and making it a federal crime, start charging them with violation of federal laws and it would to stop the shooting and see how fast that would work, since the city mayor obviously doesn't want to do anything.
Well, precisely. And unfortunately, we see a lot of these kinds of things in very heavily Democrat-run areas that have been there since time immemorial, basically, and it just never gets better. But, Captain, you know, the death rate in Chicago from gunshots, you know, it alarms every American. And if we saw that as the lead-off on the news that night, what does Nancy Pelosi say the Russians have something on President Trump, blah, 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 we'd start changing this country in short order if that was the priority instead of get Trump kind of thing.
That's true. And then, of course, the ex-NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton, who I met and I have a great deal of respect for, same as Bernie Kerik, he warned that U.S. crime is going to explode and already is under the fact that the defund the police and Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, they haven't even seen what's going to happen up there to what crime they think they're going to be able to control with whatever in the hell they're calling that police department up there.
Well, all you have to do, Captain, is declare a certain area a police-free zone and just see what happens, just like we've seen what's happened in that suburb there in Minneapolis where they suddenly have drug dealing, homeless encampment, prostitution, and you name it going on in their midst because they have decided to eschew the police department. It's just an invitation. I mean, in order to have law and order, you know, there's that saying, the thin blue line. I mean, people with their families, they want to go out in a regular world, not a COVID-19 world, obviously, but they want to go out and they want to be able to live their lives. And the expectation is the police will protect you. This is what keeps law and order.
Hold that thought, because, folks, here comes the music, and that means I got to put Kyle over here on hold before the music cuts him off, and it's going to cut me off in a second. But we'll be right back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast it on Monday morning all across the country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate you very much. And this portion of the program, of course, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And that is where you can get the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start for $19.95. And as most of you already know, I've been taking this product for going on 4 years, and it works for me. It reduces the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I have, especially my left ankle and my back for that matter. And you can go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and find out more about the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. That's $19.95. You'll know by the end of the third week what's going to happen, and I'm telling you, tens of thousands of people have gotten relief from this, and it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out. There's a little video that you can look at there and all that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, I want to tell you, Pilgrim, when I say that, who do you think about?
John Wayne, no doubt.
You betcha. I want to tell you, Pilgrim, I wasn't going to punch you. No, I wasn't. No, like hell I wasn't. Boom. But anyway, California Democrats have passed a resolution calling for the John Wayne Airport to be renamed. What a sorry, pathetic bunch of individuals.
Yes, well, they're basing this on, I think it was an interview, a documentary or something, back in the early 1970s, right around 1971 or so, and that's all resurfaced, and so, yeah, they're trying to say now that John Wayne was a white supremacist and these kinds of things, and again, it's all part of the atmosphere that we have right now. But, you know, as I recall, though, Captain, this has come up, this came up before. This is not the first time, and I don't think it went anywhere, obviously, before, but they're making another run at it.
You remember the story about his mother?
What's that?
She was a Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
You're okay, right. So he's going to talk about the minorities? I don't think so.
Right.
He stood up for them.
Well, yeah, and generally speaking, though, John Wayne was, you know, at least in the characters that he played and so forth, he was more of an icon.
He was more American than most Americans are.
Right.
And he would have gone to war in World War II, could he? But he flunked the physical, so he stayed on doing war movies and did very well at it, which is another way that he made his name besides all the Westerns he was in. Now, Mississippi also, the Mississippi House voted to remove the Confederate emblem from the state flag. They're going to take the stars and bars off the Mississippi flag, and I think they're just going to leave it blank.
Yeah, and they actually had a, what I expect was a special session on a Sunday.
They did. That was surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, I think it is the only state, in the Union right now that would have had, the Confederate symbol as part of their, state flag, at this point. So, but again, yeah, you see what's going on in terms of the general atmosphere, this would have boiled over perhaps, one might have thought.
And Starbucks decided to pause their paid social media ads to Facebook and others, to fight the hate speech campaign that they had going, which was suddenly starting to cost them business.
Well, right, exactly. And this is a lot. Not only Starbucks, but Coca-Cola, Hershey's, we understand, have also pulled their advertising budget and so forth for Facebook. I think basically for the foreseeable future right now, from what I understand. So it is a major hit, and the stock price took a big hit late last week, and so we'll see how it does on Monday.
Now, beginning July 1st, which is just a couple of days or so away, Israel has announced they're going to annex more of the West Bank. Hamas is calling this an act of war. The whole region is now bracing for whatever may or may not come.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, I understand this is part of, I think, what would have been the deal that the United States is trying to help broker and so forth. But, yeah, they're moving ahead.
Yeah, and, of course, Israel also ordered a U.S.-based Christian channel off the air.
This is an interesting story.
I wonder why.
Well, basically, what we understand from the Israeli perspective is that the television station was granted a license. They broadcast all over the world, we understand, in different countries. They were granted a license such that they wouldn't be directly addressing the Jewish population in Israel insofar as that the programming was, quote-unquote, directed at Christians, unquote. They have somebody, one of the people on the network, saying they were glad to be going into so many Jewish homes with gospel programming. But, you know, and they can regulate their airwaves how they see fit, obviously, but it was kind of a stretch to think that if you have a Christian-based channel that's talking about Christian dogma and Christian religion,
mm-hmm.
that somehow that would not be a direct presentation of the gospel. How could it not be?
Now, the U.S. has warned against the use of a Chinese security company in Europe. Who's that company?
The name escapes me just at the moment. Which one is it?
You got something to do with Huawei? The U.S.
Huawei,
has,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that who it is?
I believe so, yes.
All right, because they've warned everybody in Europe, don't use it because they spy on you. It's got a backwards effect.
Well, you know, hopefully, Captain, because these kinds of things will break through the noise a little bit, because all we talk about, obviously, is Trump in the sense of the big picture of our nation. All the airwaves are just talking about Trump and the election and all this kind of thing. But China sitting back and saying, look, hey, you know, we can still take advantage of a lot of things. And that's why this warning went out, I believe. Yeah.
And Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, who I really like, I think he's on the right track. He's warned the left to stop demonizing law enforcement. I'm right there with him, because blue lives do matter, and I'll stand up for them every day of the week.
Well, you know, Captain, earlier in the program you mentioned how Democrats, so many Democrats that you've talked to and know of, that they are supportive of the police.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this notion that somehow it's just time to get rid of the police, they understand that that's ridiculous and stupid on its face.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, because that's not the way that we're going to maintain our society in terms of law and order. Everybody understands about reform, and we could talk about that a lot, but the idea somehow that all law enforcement is bad is not resonating across the highways.
And did you hear what Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert had to say? He said Cuomo killed 31,000 people, speaking about the nursing homes.
Well, this is huge because, you know, Cuomo himself, I think, has tried to come out and say, well, you know, we were supposed to do this.
We followed the federal government's guidelines. No, they didn't. They set up their own.
Right. And so even at the time, Captain, you and I were raging on the radio saying, why are you sending people into where you know they're going to get other people?
That's right.
Sick? You know, that was absolutely uncalled for. Mm. And it resulted in people dying.
Now, in the world of weird news, President Trump retweeted a petition calling for Roger Stone's pardon, and the Department of Justice gave him some extra time so he didn't have to report to jail right away. I don't know what they think is going to happen. I mean, is there something going on we don't know about behind the scenes here?
Maybe, and you never know with President Trump, and a lot of times he will dangle something like that or give the inference.
And finally, economist Stephen Moore has warned if Joe Biden gets elected, the left-wing agenda is going to cost you higher taxes. Number one, it's going to once again roll the American economy backwards. Number two, and number three, you like socialism, you're going to get it in what you think you got. Oh, by the way, the other thing that Nancy Pelosi and her cronies want to do, they want to take control of your 401k, and nobody's talking about that.
Well, you know, government. Remember that old TV show, Father Knows Best? Well, this is government knows best, right? Yeah, and this is exactly what people would be voting for because they will see it as their chance to have what I call the Biden machine take over.
Yep, and it's not pretty, so, you know, be careful what you wish for. And, of course, we talked about the two New Jersey politicians that were busted for the mail-in voter fraud. Both of them happen to be Democrats. This was done at the city council level. It's not the first time we've heard about this in the past few months, but I'll tell you what, it won't be the last.
Won't be the last, and if I recall correctly, Captain, I think they're still looking to see who's going to control the city council as a result of this catastrophe of the mail-in, of the full mail-in voting. Yeah.
And we need to keep our eyes and ears wide open when it comes to the mail-in voting, because I'm telling you, that is something that can be corrupted very easily.
Well, sure, of course. Well, here's the thing. Didn't checks go out to dead people? They're going to send ballots out.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, 1,000 checks, $1,200 apiece, $1.4 billion got mailed out to people that were dead. And the IRS is saying, well, nobody told us we couldn't send them.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And that actually happened, folks. All right, Kyle, tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, folks. You couldn't make that stuff up if you tried. IRS said, nobody told us that we couldn't. What the hell? The people are dead. You know they're dead. You're sending it to them. And by the way, some of the checks were cash. Not all of them. We don't know what the percentage was. But, oh, well. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Global coronavirus cases have now exceeded 10 million. It's a major milestone in the spread of the disease that's killed nearly 500,000 people in 7 months. in Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
It's clear across the Sun Belt that there's something happening, particularly among younger Americans, and that's why we fully support Governor Abbott's decision to close bars and limit restaurants.
Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation. But in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the death toll fell to 5 on Saturday, the lowest number that New York State has recorded in more than 3 months.
This is a virus. It doesn't respond to politics. You can't tweet at it. You have to treat it.
Governor Cuomo on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. Two campuses will tell you where they are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And remember, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations, two campuses that you can become an aviation maintenance tech from. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city of Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard in Tampa Bay of the great state of Florida. Now, you can take your pick as to either campus you might want to go to, and you can check them out online, because becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a high-paying, in-demand job with lots of benefits and lots of opportunities for travel if you want to do that, or you can stay in one place for as long as you feel like, because the work is going to be there for a long, long time, and there is certainly plenty of aircraft to be worked on. As you well know, lots of aircraft are parked right now and cannot be put back up in the air again until they are recertified by the aviation maintenance techs that have to do that. Now, all of that being said, you can go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or schedule a tour at one of their two campuses. Schedule a tour by going to the telephones and calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Well, in Iraq, Iraqi forces have arrested several men suspected of attacks targeting the United States. Now, the Iraqi security forces arrested over a dozen men suspected of a spate of rocket attacks against the U.S. Presence in Iraq, not only firing at Camp Taji, but other bases there in Iraq. And that's a good thing. Thank goodness for them for doing that. In addition, there is a report that we're going to try to follow up on here. Pakistan, in the city of Karachi, there's some gunmen that have tried to get into the stock market there that have shot their way into the downtown area in Karachi. Don't know where that's at right now, but we will try to find out. And of course, Pakistan and their prime minister and all the things that are going on there, they're talking about there's a tremendous amount of terrorism going on in Pakistan right now. The Haqqani network is operating in Afghanistan, and that's the big dread over there in not only Afghanistan, but also in Pakistan for the folks that are there. Now, Philippine police that suspected a hideout of Islamic State groups linked militants to in metropolitan Manila killed four of them in a gun battle over the weekend. Now, that is something that hasn't been mentioned by too many other places, because I guess they don't think the Philippines is important enough to talk about anymore, but it is, and we just did. Now, also, when it comes to our military, the Army and the Department of Defense in general is drawing down its U.S.-Mexico border mission, kind of, sort of. And by that I mean they're dropping down from 5,500 troops along the border to 4,000 along the border. And the mission has not necessarily changed, but they're doing a lot of things with the National Guard, the Customs and Border Patrol is doing a lot of things, if you will, with the National Guard that involves intelligence and prisoner watching the prisoners and this sort of thing. So the CBP is able to do the job they need to do on the border, and that's all a good thing. Now, also, backlogs and extra pay and priority units. The Navy is going to be using a little different modus operandi to get their sailors moving again. And three battle groups sitting over there right now on these outskirts of the South China Sea, watching what's going on with China. All these little things that are going on there. More ships setting out to sea. More new ships, as the president was in Wisconsin last week, littoral combat ships being built. All with one eye on China, if you will. And, of course, we understand, as well do many other people, that the military surplus and the National Guard and the training that some of our police units do and the equipment they have, that they train with the National Guard to use, because it is military surplus equipment after all, is something that our times have dictated. We've seen it in Ferguson. We've seen it in Baltimore. We've seen it in Atlanta. We've seen it in places like Seattle and Minneapolis and other cities around the country, where when things go sideways and totally out of control, The only thing that slows it down or stops it is a head-on response by the military and or the police SWAT teams, because you can't really tell the difference in some cases. The training is the same. Now, there might be a little difference in some of the equipment, because the police don't quite have all the equipment the military does, but when the military shows up and backs up the police, then the bad guys have got to think at least twice about what it is you're going to do. Or at least if they're smart, they will. Now, not to be outdone, but the Congress wants $3.6 billion in a plan they have to counter China. Now, these are congressional defense leaders, all Democrat, that now have at least three competing plans to push back China, to push back on China in the Pacific. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to push back on China in the Pacific? Obviously, we've got our patrols over there. We got our aircraft flying over there. We've been intimidated a few times by the Chinese and whatnot. Threats back and forth. So, what really are you going to do? When you find out, let me know. Because these guys, you know, they talk a good game. And I go with whatever the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he and the other generals want to do. That's my choice. Now, deep in the heart of Texas, a Chinese wind farm is operating. How in the hell did that happen? Well, members of Congress now fear that Beijing could use the facility for espionage and economic warfare. Well, yeah. And they wondered how the Trump administration allowed this to move forward. Well, it didn't necessarily have President Trump's fingerprints on it to begin with. This comes from before President Trump. And somebody that was in there just merely gave the right rubber stamp and all that for it to move along, and that you got what you got. And again, very easy to do when you're not really paying attention. You got other things on your mind, and that's certainly what happened here. Now, have you ever heard of the Brandon Act? Over the past 2 years, Patrick and Teresa Caserta have tried to create a positive legacy for their son, a 21-year-old sailor who died by suicide back in 2018 after throwing himself onto the spinning tail rotor of an MH-60 helicopter at the Naval Station in Norfolk, Virginia. And the Brandon Act would improve troops' access to mental health care. Of course, Brandon is the first name of the young man who committed suicide in that horrible fashion. So we'll see how that works out. And peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan may not work out at all and may not even happen because the violence that's going on there has further stalled the peace talks in Afghanistan until further notice. So the Taliban doesn't want to talk, and they didn't want to begin with, in my humble opinion. So it is what it is. All right, we're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then right after that, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be with us, so don't go anywhere. I'll be back right after these words.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And a big shout out to our friend Mary here listening to us, as well as to Maria in Germany, and also to Terry in the Nashville area up there working the overnight shift up there. Terry, you're doing a great job. I hear people tell me great things about you. All right, now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, as it is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there, America's largest truck stop chain. Tell them you were listening to me on the Captain's America Third Watch and say, the captain said I could get a free cup of coffee, and guess what? You'll get it. All right, here we go.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle and your name. I'll call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time it's out, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no good thing, then I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Told me a story about three milk and a pie. I said, no hooky, no good thing.
and keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, yeah, the Georgia Satellites, and keep your hands to yourself. Alrighty. Hey, it's one of those nights where you had two in a row, a little beat to them there. But anyway, it's what it is. It's the luck of the draw. You never know what you're going to get next on the Redidio. Well, tonight we got some big problems there. First of all, we got a big fire in Utah. Those of you coming across I-80 and I-70, it's to the north of 70, to the south of 80, south of Salt Lake City. And they've had several 1,000 people be evacuated from an area there, also east of I-15. You're going to see the smoke. It's going to be in the area, but if you're in Utah tonight going across I-70, an extreme fire threat advisory. West, Grand Junction West over into I-15, Richfield, Utah area, and down south along the Utah line. And then the entire state of Arizona is in that same fire threat advisory, as well as the better part of half of New Mexico tonight. Also, the northeastern quadrant of Colorado is under a extreme fire threat advisory, as is the southern central part coming up out of New Mexico on I-25 for about 100 miles. So be advised of all that. Now, there is one more area where there's a fire threat advisory tonight from about Modesto up to Sacramento. Be advised of that. There's some rain showers in the central part, inland part of California, on and on tonight, and to the east of there, over towards the high desert and over into Las Vegas and the southern part of Nevada. We have some winds blowing around tonight. And then, are you ready for this? Reno east to the Utah line tonight. A frost advisory. Cold weather tonight, as well as down to all the higher elevations of central Nevada tonight, a frost advisory. Now, if you happen to be taking a little drive across certain parts of Montana tonight, if you get in the southwestern corner of Montana, the 6,000-foot level and on up in the peaks, it is snowing tonight. How about them apples? And you've got rain elsewhere out there in the western part of Montana. 4th of July right now, you got rain going over the 4th of July. No snow yet, but that could change. It's above 6,000 feet, and 4th of July is up a little higher than that, so you could see it there. But right now, the snow down south of there, not up there where they're at. And that rain also goes down into the central part of Idaho down below Coeur d'Alene, but that central section, that slash right there, goes over to Oregon. You'll find it up on top. If you're going across I-84, you'll find it up on top of Cabbage. But when you drop down off Cabbage, there'll be no more rain. And in the central part of South Dakota tonight, down into the northeastern corner of Nebraska, looks like Sioux Falls, Sioux City. There we go. Sioux City, Iowa. That action right there. We've got some really hot temperatures in there. Again, high heat warnings, 90, 95, 100 degree temperatures up through there today. And if you're going up I-35, looks like as if you're going to find it. I-29 for sure. I don't know about I-35. You're going to find rain on I-35 when you get up into Minnesota, central part of Minnesota, east over into the central part of Wisconsin. There is some rain. There are some flood warnings in that area as well, so please be careful. And then over in Kentucky tonight, we have some rain, and we have some flood advisories there, some flood warnings as well for the central part of Kentucky, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. And hello to all our friends that are there that are listening to us tonight. And we sure do appreciate our good friends up there in Kentucky. Again, what people don't understand is the listeners on the Third Watch, these people at night, you are some of the most loyal people that a person could ask for on the radio. And we appreciate that, and we know that, and we value your loyalty just as if you're part of, we're all part of the same family here. We certainly do appreciate that. And again, I found out about that loyalty over the weekend when I was down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farms for their arts and crafts fair that they had down there. Met a lot of people, met a lot of good friends, new friends. Met a brother from the FDNY that was there that I didn't, he and I were in the same place at the same time, didn't know it. We were from stations in the same vicinity, didn't know that either, because New York City is a big place and you don't meet everybody, unfortunately, but you do share that brotherhood, that camaraderie. So met another
the firefighter was at the World Trade Center, and, you know, shed a few tears and all that sort of stuff, but it is what it is. Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. What is going on in Pakistan? I teased it during the military segment. We've apparently had gunmen in Karachi, and they're trying to get into the stock market. Is that right?
Well, yeah. They launched a weird grenade into the main gate of the building, and then four of them stormed in there, but they've all been taken, all four of them been taken out.
Is this part of the Haqqani network again?
No, this is something called the Balak Liberation Army.
Okay.
They've got a long-running insurgency in Pakistan.
Yeah. Now, very quickly here, because I wanted to talk about this a little bit later, the intel that's out there right now does not back up the New York Times bombshell when they came out and said that there was Russian bounties to kill U.S. troops. Now, I don't know where the intel's coming from, because I actually saw a report yesterday from the DOD that said there is some military reports that say that, yeah, they were aware of this.
Well, Catherine Herridge reported on this a couple of days ago, and she asked some people within the IC that help compile data that can go into presidential daily briefings, and there was not anything in presidential daily briefings that had that included in it going back as far as March.
Correct, which is what the president said, and, right away people went, whoa, he doesn't know what's going on. But
there's always bounties on our troops, but not like this. So it's almost as though Putin has decided, or maybe at the orders of the Taliban, is, write a letter over there to the New York Times or have a phone call. Because remember, the Taliban has written an op-ed to the New York Times. Yeah.
Who does that?
The New York Times.
Yeah. Well, they had to do something to spur their readership again, right?
Well, I mean, nobody reads it.
That's
it's
right.
Just, when it comes out, there's people in Washington, D.C. that look at it, but nobody outside of New York and Washington, D.C. read the New York Times or the Washington Post.
You are absolutely right, and you have to be very leery when you see those articles, because they usually try to sensationalize them, and I'm not really sure that they do vetting and proper verification on them. I'm really not sure.
Well, it's not that. They've got an agenda. Mm-hmm. So, they don't have to vet anything. They just print whatever they want to.
Okay.
Now Russia is denying the allegations that it had offered bounties. So.
Okay. All right, hold that thought, because we're coming right back right after the top of the hour news. More with Denise Simon. Lots to talk about tonight. By the way, we will get into the discussion about the coronavirus and all the other stuff that's in there, because there's a bunch of it going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way right after the break.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.